Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. A few years ago, NASA's mission to Saturn's orbit established that the planet's moon, Enceladus, had a global ocean in its midst. Observations from this space operation indicated that the interiors of the moon were, in fact, not frozen. This was determined by the vapour which emanated from cracks in the planetoid's crust that was obtained from the spacecraft Cassini. There was a loss of contact with Cassini on September the 15th, 2015. In fact, on this broadcast on the 15th of September 2017, I interviewed one of the prominent scientists working on the Cassini mission, South African Professor Michelle Doherty, as she was visiting Cape Town, and we briefly touched on whether there could be life on Enceladus. Many planetary scientists get a bit jaded with this line of inquiries. They are usually interested in many other aspects of planets, such as their geology and formation, and whether they have atmospheres and so on. Now, it appears that on analysing samples from Enceladus, the building blocks for life have been discovered in the form of complex carbon-rich molecules. This study, published in Nature Journal, is being labelled as the first ever detection of viable organic material in another world, as mentioned by the lead author of the study, Frank Postberg. As described by the research team in Evolving Science, the data revealed organic molecules with a macromolecular structure in the ice grains and vapour termed tiger stripes, obtained from the spewing geysers of the moon. Nozay Kawaja, the co-author of the study, said, "We found large molecular fragments that show structures typical for very complex organic molecules. These large substances reportedly contain atoms of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen and oxygen that form rings and chain-shaped structures. But how did these organic substances accumulate on Saturn's moon? For instance, on Earth, such material forms in deep oceans and collects in air bubbles that transport them to the surface of the water. These bubbles then burst, dispersing their contents. The scientists predict that a similar process occurred on Enceladus too. Gas bubbles from the deepest parts of the ocean surfaced, bringing with it organic components, which in turn could have formed a layer on the surface of the water above the icy shell. Extensive research has led the team to believe that the thin film rich in organic materials may be present on the water table of the discovered ocean on the extraterrestrial moon. It is still too soon to say if alien life exists on Enceladus, Saturn's sixth largest of its 62 moons. It's not even clear whether these new complex molecules are biological in nature, but one thing is certain, the series of discoveries can indicate a potentially habitable environment for living things in the future. So how are we going to investigate further? Well, Enceladus Life Finder, or ELF, is a proposed astrobiology mission concept for a NASA spacecraft intended to assess the habitability of the internal aquatic ocean of Enceladus, which interestingly is apparently similar in chemical makeup to comets. The space probe would orbit Saturn and fly through Enceladus' geyser-like plumes multiple times. The ELF mission would search for biosignature and biomolecules in the geysers of Enceladus. These south polar jets loft water, salts and organic molecules dozens of miles over the moon's surface from an underground regional ocean, and the hypothesis is that the water, warmed by thermal vents similar to features found in deep in Earth's oceans, and ELF's measurements would measure amino acids, that is the building blocks of proteins, and analyse fatty acids and determine whether methane found in the plumes could have been produced by living organisms. The ELF mission was first proposed to NASA in 2015 and again in 2017, but we don't know if it's been successful yet. And again, the German Aerospace Center, DLR, has also proposed an innovative exploration concept, an orbiter and lander mission to Enceladus, but results haven't been released of a competition that was sent to the European Space Agency last month. Enceladus was discovered by William Herschel in 1789, and it's only 500 kilometres in diameter, so it's quite a small little planetoid. Saturn and its moons are a long way away at 10 astronomical units, that is 10 times the distance between Earth and the Sun. So it'll be many, many years before any craft arrive at Enceladus once a mission has been launched, so don't hold your breath on this one. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing you a star-filled weekend. FMR.